Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What is the secret sauce that sets you apart from your competition? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving the relationship with your customers. Today, I want to talk to you about your secret sauce. You do have a secret sauce, don't you? I'm sure many of you are thinking, what does that mean by my secret sauce? I'm not Colonel Sanders, and I don't make Kentucky Fried Chicken. But that doesn't change my question for today, which is, what is the secret sauce that sets you apart from your competition? It's probably best to start by defining what I mean by secret sauce. I looked it up, and here's what I found. An element, quality, ability, or practice that makes something or someone successful or distinctive. That's pretty clear, but it's not the only definition. Here's another. A secret element, strategy, procedure, or ingredient that accounts for or increases the chances of success. Now, I don't know about you, but when I read those definitions, it makes me want to double down on my secret sauce. How about you? Are you wanting to increase the chances of your success? Do you want to be successful or distinctive? My bet is the answer is absolutely yes. So what is your element, quality, ability, practice, strategy, procedure, or ingredient that helps you outperform your competition? I'd suggest it's pretty important not only to know what it is, but to be so confident and clear with what it is that everyone on your team knows it by heart. And that every time you're given a chance to talk about your business, you refer to it or mention to it to set yourself apart from everyone else in your industry. So is that the case for you? If I were to ask anyone on your team what your secret sauce was, would they be able to articulate it to me? If not, we've got some work to do. And as you might imagine, this is not a simple formula that you adopt into your business. This is not a singular thing that you can either choose or not choose, depending upon your industry or business segment. Your secret sauce may define the way you do things in your business. It may be the tools that you use to serve your customers. It may be the attitude and approach your team brings to every encounter with your clients. It may be the combination of elements or the sequence of events or the unique way you package your offering. There's no defined way or method to articulate your secret sauce, but it may help to explore how some other business owners have defined theirs. And perhaps some of these ideas may inspire your thinking or help you gain clarity around your uniqueness. Let me share a few that I think are uniquely powerful and impactful. If you recall when the Subway sandwich shops first became a thing, it was a unique and novel approach to filling a custom sandwich order. The traditional way to order a sandwich was to place an order with a person at a counter while looking at a board with sandwich options written on them. You would tell the counter person which of the predefined sandwich choices you would like. The ingredients, veggies, and sauces were all predefined for you. Then Subway came on the scene and they took a very unique approach. You would be greeted by your personal sandwich creator who would walk you through each step of the sandwich building process, selecting the type of bread, the meat, the cheese, the veggies, and the sauces. They would even ask you if you wanted it toasted or not. They turned the sandwich building experience into a super custom built my way experience so that when you sat down with your sandwich, It was exactly the way you like it. And to make it even better, it was done much faster than the other traditional method. Subway's secret sauce has resulted in them having nearly 37,000 Subway restaurant locations in 104 countries around the globe. Is there some way for you to change your product build process to give your customers more control so they get exactly what they want and fill their order faster? It's worth thinking about for sure. Here's another one. As you may know, I once worked at Pella Corporation, the window company. In fact, I ran their door business for 7 years. We prided ourselves on having the most buttoned-up manufacturing facilities in our industry. Our factory floors were so clean you could eat your lunch on them, even while the factory was humming at top speed with wood windows and doors being built all around you. And because our factories were so buttoned up, super clean, and very efficient, we would invite our customers, our suppliers, and sometimes even our competitors to tour our operations. We were often asked, "Why would you allow your competitors to tour your manufacturing operations? Isn't that giving away your secret sauce?" But the reality was that our secret sauce was not the cleanliness of our factories as much as it was our use of the Kaizen continuous improvement methodology across all of our factories. We embraced and implemented Kaizen in such a way that if someone toured our factory in January, using Kaizen, we had made so many micro improvements to our processes that by March, we were doing things very differently, following new processes, achieving faster speeds, delivering higher quality, and reducing our production costs. While our competition may have thought they knew how we were getting work done, the reality was they were looking at the way we used to do things. And as a result, they were always several steps behind us. Using Kaizen as our continuous improvement methodology was our real secret sauce. What would your business be like if you were constantly changing and improving your product or service in a way that none of your competitors could match? Let me share one more. One of my early clients was a small husband and wife-owned plumbing company. As they began to build their business and expand their team, they put in place a very rigorous onboarding and training program for any new plumbing technician or office person who joined the team. As they grew, they continued to develop the onboarding and training process to the point where, when anyone was hired, they received a passport document, a small pocket-sized document that looked similar to a real passport. On each passport page was a skill or competency that each new hire must gain to be fully qualified to stay in that position. Over the first 6 months of their employment, they had to do the study or do the practice necessary to gain the new skills. Then they had to get their passport stamped by someone on the team who was certified to grade them on that particular skill. Because of the skill passport, every person on their team was highly skilled and they worked extremely well as a team. It was simply the way they were trained to perform from the day they started working there. Their customers raved about their attention to detail and found them to be highly skilled in every facet of the plumbing services they provided. Today, you'll find well over 1,000 five-star reviews on their Google and social review sites, and their customer referrals flow like a creek after a hard rainstorm. Their onboarding and training passport was their secret sauce to creating a team that was more skilled and more capable than any of their competitors. What would your business be like if you had hands down the most skilled team in your industry? I hope these examples might spur some new thoughts on how you could create or define your secret sauce. Without a doubt, setting yourself apart from your competition is what owning a business is all about. And it's hard to do it by following the same systems or processes as everyone else, or hiring the same kinds of people as your competitors hire. To stand out or be unique, you've got to find your own way, your own secret sauce. It may take some think time to get there, but let me assure you, the juice is well worth the squeeze. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to explore ways you can put your unique fingerprint on your business and package that uniqueness as your secret sauce. And thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. I know this topic is one that most of your business owner colleagues scratch their head over, so helping them expand their thinking would be a huge win for them and for you. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss confidence in leadership. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.